It's the radio segment that's completely winded right now.
Oh.
Because he tried to break the record for most stairs climbed in an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Only made it to 3.
What?
He's going to keep building up that endurance. It's Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other pickle pirates just don't. His first laser story is out of North Carolina. 51-year-old Alan Boger was on his way home from work, and he had one thing on his mind, and that one thing was buying a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket from his favorite convenience store.
Feeling it.
But about a mile from his house, he noticed that his low fuel light had come on to his Chevy Silverado.
Uh-huh.
So instead of risking it, Alan made an unplanned stop at a different gas station.
Okay.
And after filling up his truck, he decided to go inside to buy his lotto ticket there.
Oh my gosh. Please tell me it paid off and the big winner wasn't at his normal gas station.
Once he got inside, he was disappointed to find the store did not have the $20 ticket that he planned to buy.
Okay.
So he was about to leave, and that's when he noticed that the only ones left were the big boys, a.k.a. the $30 colossal cash tickets.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I didn't even know they had those.
No, I thought the math was like $5.
I'm still living in the dollar scratch-off world.
Oh, dude, I buy the $20 ones.
So he went back to his truck, found another 10 bucks in his glove compartment, and went back in and bought one.
Dude, you got to play big to win big.
Well, I'm telling you guys.
And turns out,
says the poor guy,
it was a good move because Alan soon found he was $10 million richer.
You could win $10 million on scratchers?
If you pay enough money for the big one.
Oh,
yay! Alan told lottery officials it took a couple of twists of fate for this to happen, but he's not surprised,
saying
he's been lucky his entire life.
Don't rub it in. If I ever win, I'm going to be like, I have never played in my life. And he's
one of those guys that doesn't like to get excited. He's like, oh, look, you've been there before,
bro. Yeah, you're too cool.
This is the least amount of money I've ever won off a scratch ticket.
No wonder he had $10 just lying in his glove compartment.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of Alaska. A woman named Shannon Stevens went camping last weekend and stayed in a yurt, which is like a big tent.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And the only bathroom was an outhouse about 50 feet away.
Okay.
So after dinner, she excused herself from her friends and walked to the latrine, sat down, and immediately felt something bite her on the butt.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Stop.
She didn't even look down to see what it was. She just screamed, shut the lid, and called her brother in to investigate. And when he opened the lid up, there was a full-grown bear staring back at him.
Oh my God!
Are you for real?
I mean, suddenly a spider sounded better.
Yeah.
What? A bear?
A bear. The tip of the bear's nose was only an inch or two below the toilet seat, so they all freaked out and ran back to the yurt.
She's lucky the bear just gave her a little bottom nibble, you know? That could have been a lot worse.
It turns out you can access the hole under the outhouse by moving some rocks, so they think the bear was attracted to the smell and pushed the rocks over to get in.
Oh my God, is this where Pooh Bear got his name?
Well, Shannon isn't sure if the bear bit her or got her with its claw, but she was bleeding enough that they had to clean the wound and bandage her up.
Yeah,
Luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt, and the bear left.
Oh my gosh, so check your toilet.
Toilet bears. That's
toilet bears. Another thing to add to our list.
Yeah, to all the crazy stuff that's happened in the past year. Toilet bears now. Next laser story is out of Candy Central.
Hold hands and go there.
You guys know Skittles, right?
Taste the rainbow.
Well, they're trying to be stealthy this upcoming Easter with a brand new product. It's called Impossible Egg Hunt Skittles. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, the candy is the same as before, but the package designs are different because they're going to do special fun-size ones that are printed with camouflage so they'll be trickier for kids to find during their Easter hunts. Here are the five designs: grass, tree bark, asphalt, kitchen tile, and snow.
Okay.
Oh, the snow is going to be impossible.
Honestly, I just see this ending up as everyone finding Skittles a year later.
The other side of the package has regular Skittles branding, so make sure to hide the camouflage side up if you get them. You should be able to find these available in stores right now.
I
wonder if the Easter Bunny's going to jump on that train or not.
This is the perfect excuse for Brooke, too, to be like, oh, you couldn't find any of your candy?
Weird.
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 I guess mom gets to eat all of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was all in my mouth already. Yeah. That's why I didn't find it.
This next laser story is out of Tech Trends University. If you're a person who loves peace and quiet, then the worst thing that can happen is you move into a new house or apartment only to realize the neighborhood is crawling with loud, obnoxious children.
Okay, old curmudgeon.
That isn't just a problem here. It's something people all over the world battle. And now the country of Japan has a solution.
Okay.
They have a new website called Doruzoku that maps Japanese neighborhoods which have noisy kids and loud neighbors.
What? So it's like a warning, don't move here.
Yeah.
It's like out of control.
Yeah. Like imagine if your Zillow listing had a noise level section.
It would drive the price down.
It's kind of kid shaming, but it's also kind of not a bad idea.
It's not.
I'd like this if I was in college. You can't get those old people next to you.
Yeah.
Parties.
If you log on, it's filled with colorful circles that indicate places to avoid. And when you click on an icon, it reveals the nature of the nuisance, from children playing noisily with balls to adults engaging in marathon gossip sessions.
Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah.
I just see my house as a big, huge, red X on it, okay?
Totally.
Besides me and my husband being incredibly friendly to
neighbors. There's like a note, like, watch out for the wife.
Yeah.
Yours has every single colored circle on top of it. It's a rainbow on your house. But the parents are loving it because they use it to find a place to live where there's other kids around to play with.
Oh, my God.
So it deters some people in it.
Is key, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only way to get your kids out of your house and into somebody else's.
Well, that gives me a great idea for our own app.
Okay.
Ooh. Maybe we do one called Hump Finder.
I think it would just be one spot.
I'm into it. All in.
You find the moaning turtle, circle it on the map, and tell me where to go.
Yeah.
It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.